The Boston Globe has decided to go head-to-head with the company Groupon and is launching its own group buying service called Boston Deals. The newspaper hopes tapping into that booming business will help it restore some of its falling advertising revenue. But is the Globe too late to the party? WBUR's Kurt Nagish reports.
Group buying is where customers can get discounted goods or services through online offers, such as deal-a-day emails. Groupon is the biggest, but Google's getting into the game. Others, like Living Social, Buy With Me, and Eversave, are based in Boston or started here. And now the Globe is adding its name to the list. Chief Advertising Officer Lisa DeSisto says the Globe can make hay from its existing relationships with local merchants.
They've been advertising in the Globe or on Boston.com with us for years, but now we're bringing them this group buying opportunity. We're also out talking to new advertisers that want to reach people through this new, very popular marketing tool.
Despite the crowded group buying market, the Globe has something many of its competitors don't, a built-in customer base, Globe subscribers. Peter Krasilovsky, an analyst at the media research firm BIA Kelsey, says don't forget the Globe's popular website, Boston.com.
For instance, if they have a deal for skydiving, they can put it into their weekend calendar. That's a tremendous reminder that goes well beyond just opening your morning email.
Krasilovsky says other newspapers have been successful at group buying. The San Diego Union-Tribune, he says, outsells Groupon and Living Social in its market. But the California paper got into the game much earlier than this one in Massachusetts, the Globe's Lisa DeSisto.
Well, sure, I wish we would have thought of it earlier. Yeah, it would have been nice to be first to market, but we still think we have an opportunity to be really competitive here.
Among the deals the Globe will be offering in coming days, hot dogs at Sullivan's on Castle Island. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.